Welcome to Buggin' with Allie. What is up, you guys? It is your girl, Allie, or Allie Bug, whatever floats your boat, whatever tickles your pickle, and welcome back to my lovely podcast. Here on the show, I talk about all types of topics, requested topics, and some of them are just random. Some of them are just simply just pulled right out of my ass. So if there's anything that I talk about that either triggers you or you don't want to listen to it, feel free to skip this episode or whatever episode you don't want to listen to and find yourself a topic that you do want to listen to. And if there's not any topics you don't want to listen to, well, girlfriend, I guess you're on the wrong podcast, girl. But you guys can always send me requests and send me messages about things that you'd like me to talk about. Or if there's any creators that you'd like me to not necessarily expose, but just, you know, bring some awareness to them, I am choosing to actually address the doxing situation of Sniper Wolf and Jax Films. So if you guys don't already know, this is something that's been going on for a while. They have been going back and forth for a long, long time. And not even back and forth, mainly like he's calling out the stuff that she's not doing correctly, that she is being a, not a team sport. She's stealing other people's content, slapping her face on the thumbnail, you know, getting farming views from, you know, younger viewers. Unfortunately, she's farming, you know, the impressions of the youth. And it's not cool. There's a lot more detail to the story. So let's get into it. I'm basically going to do a deep dive about the situation. And I would like to hear back from you guys and see what you think about it. So tonight at work, I decided to, first of all, I love truck day because not really everyone's paying attention, so like I can get away with having my Bluetooth headphones in. So I put them in. I also have the store headset in, so like I have on my left side, I have the store headset to hear like my, you know, managers or whoever needs to get in contact with me, whatever. And then I have on my right side my Bluetooth headset, and I was listening to this YouTube video, I think it's by Spill Sesh, who breaks down, is it Spill Sesh or is it, I don't know, there's so many tea channels, but this one was one that I like to follow because they do longer video content and it just basically breaks down everything that I like to watch. This one in particular was talking about the doxing situation in detail because they had some screenshots of the night that it happened and clips from Jax Films from his live stream when he was literally live on Twitch streaming while Sniper Wolf was outside of his house. And on her Instagram story, took photos of not only his house, but like his address and doxing him and showing everyone, all her millions of followers, where he lived. Now, guys, this is just a snippet of the situation. There are multiple violations that this girl has done for many years to other people, but this is the first time that she's publicly done this. Apparently, she's been accused of doing this before and like swatting people and stuff, which the same things I think happened to her as well, but she's done it to other people. It's just really toxic and it's really sad because Jax Films has actually filmed himself talking about the situation. I think he waited to speak on it and was saying how him and his wife don't feel safe in their house. First of all, no one should ever, as a creator, we put ourselves out there, yes. Does that give everyone and their mother the right to put our information out there? For example, where we live, you know, real names of our parents, people we know. Y'all already know I have the fucking hate watcher. He loves to watch me and spam, you know, follow me with all these bot accounts of like my name, my ex's name, like places where I've worked, places where I've lived. It's really embarrassing. It's really sad that a person has nothing better to do than to do that stuff. I feel bad for this guy, Jax Films, because it's like he's a well-known YouTube creator and he's called out YouTube and the YouTube team multiple times on Twitter, trying to get them to shed some light on the situation, make them aware, make others aware of how this girl's not really being dealt with and there's not a lot of repercussions being done, you know, because of what she's done. She has violated the terms of service, and if it would have been any Tom, Dick, or Harry, they would have been quick to take them off the platform. Many people have been deplatformed before for the wrong reasons and sometimes for the right. This girl needs to be deplatformed, but they are taking their time doing anything to her or about it. So let's get into it. I'm gonna go over like the situations that led up to this, what recently happened, what I know now, and then I'm gonna ask you guys like what you think about it. If you end up liking this kind of content and this podcast, please let me know either in comments, DM me, or send me a voice note and let me know what you think. I hope you like this and stay tuned for the following ad. It is an ad I created myself, just kind of giving myself a shout out of all the other things I do, whether it's services or products I offer. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you like it. Thank you so much for listening and supporting my podcast. Mwah! See you back in a little bit. So apparently what led up to this was, you know, her finally, I guess, getting sick of him making videos about her, essentially stealing other people's content. You know, he calls her out for simply putting in very low effort editing, low effort scripting, if any, and just not trying at all to make the videos have any kind of value. She's just, you know, repeating what's happening in the video, narrating the very obvious, and it's just very redundant. And a lot of people have spoken about this in the past, but no one's really gained as much traction as Jax Films, because he is already a big creator and someone who honestly offers value. He doesn't just critique Sniper Wolf for no reason. He does critique her videos in a very, you know, professional manner, and is not really rude about it. He'll crack a few jokes and meme about certain things, but who doesn't nowadays, you know? And she tried to cry sexism, which is like frustrating, because for certain people like myself who do very much believe in the inequality between the sexes and all the different pronouns and different individuals with beliefs and such, I do feel like she cries wolf in a sense. So she cries sexism, where that's not even a factor of an issue here. The issue is what it is, which is her stealing people's content, re-uploading it without offering any credit, if not at all, or barely any, and again, just providing low effort content with no type of other reaction than the same thing. I mean, she does the same thing, reacts the same way every other video. So, and even to the thumbnails, people have pointed out her thumbnails are like reused, like wash, rinse, and repeat. Now, I'm a person, when it comes to marketing, I'm all about telling you guys, work smarter, not harder, but this is not what I mean. You know, you don't just go around stealing people's content. That's not cool. And the fact that she's getting away with it, and YouTube is treating her with a lot of favoritism. They barely reprimanded her, if any. You know, they demonetized her channel for, like, what, 2 weeks? Like, it was nothing compared to if any other person were to do this and actually, you know, risk having a strike or, God forbid, losing their channel. So I think it's something that should be talked about and should be looked into. We should definitely, you know, look at this from multiple angles and really ask ourselves here, not only like who is the bigger culprit, but why essentially this is wrong, why, you know, she is wrong, what she did is wrong, the levels of security that was breached by her doing this. You know, she put his entire family in danger. This guy is married, this guy has kids. Like, I have a child. I would not want my stalker to come fuck with me. I mean, honestly, I'd have to defend myself and my son if that's what it came to. But if my stalker were to try to, like, make in-person, you know, contact with me, I would either, A, call the authorities, and if the authorities weren't going to help, I would take matters into my own hands and my own responsibility if I needed to, out of the safety of me and my family and my child. But let me tell you, this world is getting crazier and crazier by the day, you guys. And I honestly want to know, like, what do you guys think? You can send me an email, a DM, or a voice message responding to this. What do you think? Now, there's a lot of videos made about the situation. There's a lot of videos that go into more detail about Shalesh. Leah Shalesh is her name. I might be saying that incredibly wrong. Excuse me, but that is her name. She was by Sniper Wolf, and she has a long history of being abusive. She's even been locked up before. There's like her arrest records. She talks about it very briefly on her channel, but it's a really old video. I don't even know if it's still up, and she barely covers what actually happened. Apparently she has raised her voice and gotten physical with her ex-boyfriend Sausage, which that's a whole other situation. She's been known to be abusive to some people that she believes copied her. There's a whole drama with her in Azzyland. You guys can find videos about that and even look it up on Reddit. There's just tons
of receipts out there of her just being a very not so nice person. And I really don't think that just because she is a girl and just because she is well known and loved by all these brands and YouTube, like, that we should turn cheek to her, you know, acting inappropriately and doing these kinds of things. I mean, come on, we let someone like Colleen Ballinger walk away with practically grooming multiple children. James Charles is running free after he's alleged, you know, groomed and done things with underage boys. So it's like, how many people are we going to let do dangerous things out in public eye and we're just not going to do anything or talk about it? It's just very suspicious to me that we've got to this point in society. Like, I'm really honestly so worried and confused about why certain people have a platform and why others do not.
So before I get into anything, I think it would make sense to break this down into smaller chunks. I'm not going to go into full deep dive detail because honestly, there are so many amazing creators, YouTubers, and videographers and such, excuse me, that have done a more in-depth breakdown of the situation of Sniper Wolf's career and of all of the different aspects of the situation at hand, which was her doxing Jax Films. So I'm not really going to go too far into all this, but I am going to break down, you know, why this is so multifaceted and why there is so many different angles you could take on this is because of the fact that this isn't a first-time offense for her. You know, this person has done scary, similar things to this effect to hurt others and put others in compromising positions because of her overaggression. So to start, you know, let's break down, like, before we get into anything with her past, how do you feel about people using people's content, right? Copyright has so many ways that it is interpreted or defined, I think is a better word, defined, because a lot of people like to abuse copyright as well. So the same way that we have magazine and media outlets, news, parody, movies and videos and music, it's the same way we have, like, back in the day, like, sitcoms, comedy, and all that stuff, making parodies of movies and celebrities. All of that stems from the law that makes, you know, fair use or the Copyright Act a thing. And people like Leah Shalesh, you know, she flat out just takes other people's content and I don't even want to use the word react, because she doesn't just react. This person straight up just, wow, that's crazy, and keep it moving, barely saying anything, you know, interesting or new or whatever the case may be. And it's just kind of annoying because it's like, you're not adding anything new to this video. Like, you're literally just copy and pasting left and right, and that's not, there's no originality in that, there's no creativity in that. I don't really know what kind of value you're providing by doing that. You might as well get a textbook and read out the textbook and say, I wrote the textbook, because that's essentially what she's doing. And so the reason why this is such a big deal is because you have one big creator calling out another big creator for seamlessly just stealing other people's content and not crediting them and making huge amounts of success and money with that. And it's unfair and it's unfortunate to a lot of the smaller creators that she doesn't even credit them at all. Like, it'd be one thing if you're reacting to stuff and be like, hey, you can find the original video here, you know, I'll link it in the description, boom, boom, boom. Like, you don't even have to do all that, but just something to that effect to show that you care enough about providing whatever commentary and then sharing the source from where you got the original content so that person can get, you know, the credit where it's due. So I think that's like a big portion as to why this is all so fucked up, because there's a lot of people that could have, would have, should have been successful and missed out on brand deals or
whatever opportunities they could have gotten had they been credited properly. So I really do think that, like, that's where mainly all the focus is. And then second would be obviously, like, the doxing, because that's very dangerous. Actually, that should be number one, and the crediting thing number two, but I digress. That's not the purpose of this podcast episode. The purpose is us kind of breaking down what exactly happened, why it was wrong, and like what we could do or what companies should do to prevent this from happening. We do need to spread awareness, because this is very much a real thing, with more and more streamers and content creators, influencers, and brand ambassadors on the rise. This is something that may or may not become more common, and we really do need to have some proper laws and people in place to handle these situations or to properly report them. To feel as comfortable as that, you know, girl did doing what she did to him, I just feel like that's super unhinged. Like, you have to go your entire life with enablers, with people who enable you to be like that and think like that. Because let me tell you, I tell my friends all the time, I know that I could be a very intense person. I'm rough around the edges sometimes, given my past and my experiences, you know, things I've been through, whatever. But at the same time, I do not use that as an excuse to be an absolute fucking shitter to people. Like, no, I'm gonna still have my basic, you know, manners and respect for people in general, just because that's how I am. But I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal or say that everyone should be like me. I'm just saying that, bitch, I got basic training. You know, I feel like every one of us have had, you know, at least for the most part, some of us not so lucky to have parents, but, you know, those of us that got raised by parents or grandparents or people in general, that guardians, you know, that helped us, shaped us to be, you know, the people we are. Like, for the most part, most of us have a general understanding of how you should behave in public, and not only that, but just how you should behave around people, basic understanding of how to treat people. So it's like, again, me going back and saying, we all have a basic understanding of that. We all understand we shouldn't be fucking, like, doxing each other or you know, coming to each other's personal space, you know, i.e. our homes. Like, we all have a basic understanding and respect of that basic concept. So again, for someone to think that it's okay or not see why it's wrong, like, you have to think about how many times this person has said or did things, you know, similar to this that make them believe that it's okay. You have to understand that it's not okay, and that if you're questioning why it's not okay, or like not understanding or having trouble understanding like what's wrong with the situation, like I think that's where the problem lies with that particular person. I think you need to have a talk with yourself and look deeper within yourself to really ask, like, okay, what is not going right here, you know, like, in the mind? Because I don't know, like, there are some people that are kind of like feeling like, oh, it's just a hater situation, like, that, you know, she's just a hater. And I'm like, no, that's not the situation at all. It's not just simply a hater situation. She violated someone's privacy. This woman violated someone's privacy, went to their home, you know, shared their address on the internet. Like, that's automatically a no-go for anyone, no matter if you're a celebrity or just a regular person. Like, we have to call it for what it is and not try to, you know, smooth criminal, ice donut our way out of this shit, because so many people, you know, look at it like it's a harmless thing. It's really not. It's dangerous. Like, Swoop has this thing where she, if you guys don't know who Swoop is, I love her. I will link her channel in the description just because I'm mentioning her and shouting her out. But she has this saying that she says, it's not drama, it's dangerous. Like, yes, it is not drama. It is dangerous, because these people are out here putting their addresses or other people's addresses on the internet. Like, you don't know what psycho crazy person is waiting to get that information to harm this family. harm Jack's feelings, harm his wife, his kids. Like, you don't know who or what is out there and what they are needing to complete whatever action in their diabolical plan. You know, some people are very obsessive. Some people are crazy as fuck. You know, I'm just saying. I know that's like a kind of a harmful term, but I'm just, it is what it is. Like, some people are really just out there and will do anything, you know, for that information that she posted to do other worse things. And it's like, the moment you understand the severity of the situation, the moment you better, you know, grasp like why there should be more authoritarian roles or figures or actors in place to regulate this. Because the fact that she's getting away with this scot-free and there's not anything besides a temporary demonetization of her channel for, I don't know, what's the word I'm trying to use here? For, I guess, for being reprimanded? Like, that's nothing. That's a slap on the wrist. Like, I don't know why this is okay or why it's not being talked about, why there's not more attention being called to this. Because, I don't know, being a creator is becoming so dangerous nowadays with stalkers and the ease of access of information. Like, it is just ridiculous. The plethora of resources that not-so-nice people have to make, you know, very nice people's lives live in hell. It just sucks. So, I don't know. Let me know what you guys think about this. I might do a part two where we kind of go deeper into Aaliyah Shalesh's past, because that girl's got a whole lot of crazy shit going on in the past. I mean, the ex-husband was one thing. The accusations of her faking gameplay for clout was weird. Like, first of all, lying about shit like that's weird anyway. But, like, you lying on a level that it's not only consistent, but just little minor things. It's like, why? Why even lie, you know? So, I don't know. Let me know what you think about this episode. Leave me a comment. Leave me a DM, an email. Leave me a video or audio response. And I will get back to you on the next episode of this Alley with Life of Alley. Wishing you love, peace, and hope for the universe. You guys have a great week. And I will see you next week.